Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just finished watching The Darkest Hour. So, that was one of the additional movies nominated for Best Movie for the Academy Awards as well. It was big on the acting as opposed to the movie as a whole. What is this one about? It's about Winston Churchill, and we'll talk about it briefly, but about him. But it's a thrilling and intriguing true story. Begins at the precipice of World War II, as within days of becoming Prime Minister of Great Britain, Winston Churchill faces one of the most turbulent and defining trials, exploring negotiating peace with Nazi Germany or standing firm to fight for the ideas, liberty, and the freedom of the nation. That's pretty much what it's about. So, quick thoughts, because Alicia and I, we've seen so many movies with Winston Churchill or people playing Winston Churchill. Short documentary with Winston Churchill. Which made things kind of interesting. But I know this wasn't really on our list, Alicia, but what was your thoughts on this movie?
The movie was very boring. Extremely boring. But I have to say the actor who was playing Winston Churchill, which was Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm.
He did an amazing job.
Yeah,
and like you said, the movie was all about, I think mostly the movie about him acting more so than telling the story of the Winston Churchill, the movie.
So remember, we saw The Crown, and I think John Lithgow paid him, Winston Churchill, on there, and he played really good on there.
Yes.
I enjoyed him on there.
Yes.
We saw Into the Storm, that was a 2008 Winston Churchill movie, and there was another one, I can't recall the name, but it was another one, and we kind of enjoyed that too, you know. And there was other movies based on Winston Churchill and the war and everything, and people played Winston Churchill too, but this one was centered strictly on that actor. So go with the boring parts. Where did it not captivate you, baby? Where did it not keep your interest?
I mean, the whole thing didn't keep my interest.
Damn.
Sorry. I mean,
no,
totally.
That's fine.
I mean, there were some parts when they talked about Duncan, you know, when we referred to how he had to get the local ships to go out there.
Dunkirk, sorry.
To get the local ships to save his countrymen.
Yeah, the 300,000 troops that was stuck on it.
But overall, the movie was boring.
So, sadly, you know, I know how Winston Churchill talks, but it was barely, you can kind of understand him. That was kind of odd for me, too. So, it was hard to understand sometimes the way he talked, but I kind of got it. The British was real pompous, pretty much like most British movies back in that era. What stood out was Gary Oldman, who pushed forward. And even though he had a lot of challenges from everyone around him, his party, the other party, the Allies, you know, he had to figure it out on his own, which, you know, he got a lot of respect for that. And like Alicia said, if we wasn't actually doing a review on it, I would have cut it off, because we kind of saw everything in other movies.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's just certain people in history that I truly love, and definitely Winston Churchill was one of them. But you're right, we have seen other movies that put the pieces together, as in this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we kind of know the history of truly what he's done.
Right.
But this was. I mean, if I'm falling asleep, it was bad.
Yeah, yeah. But so the acting, also, we went to remember in what was it, Atlantic Station?
Uh-huh.
We went to see his art, remember?
Yes, yes. It was Atlantic Station. Mm-hmm. And it was that little kind of...
it's like in the middle.
A little pullet, you know.
Yeah, you go down in the basement.
Yeah, it actually looked like a statue just sitting there in the middle. You didn't really know it was
a historic museum.
Yeah, a museum.
You had to go downstairs. And then when we went downstairs, there was a lot of his original art that he drew.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that he painted. We didn't know that.
Yeah. So we picked up a lot of history just because I enjoyed him historically and how he changed a lot of things during the war. And even when they voted him out, you know, he was just a really intense guy. But I think the thing that stood out the most for me was what you said was... the issue with Dunkirk, and I wouldn't have even gave a damn about it if I didn't see Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we didn't see that, I don't think it would have meant much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They talked about it, but it didn't have any impact. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
It didn't have any impact because seeing that movie, you knew the importance of it. They had to get those 300,000 troops out of there.
They sure did.
Because they had to defend England.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have enough people to defend England because they pulled all their resources to help the Allies in France. And France was, you know, ready to give up any goddamn way. And they wanted to negotiate. So in between the negotiation, they still was trying to get their troops out. And he had to try to convince everybody that stay firm. We're going to lose our nation. And where the party and everyone, the parliament and everyone was telling them, look, we just need to negotiate. And he was like, if you negotiate, what are they going to do? They're going to leave us sovereign. We going to be able to continue to do what we want to do? I don't think so. This dude is a monster. And y'all really willing to negotiate with a monster. But they said, we don't have any choice.
Which he did at the time. Yeah,
he did stood up. Yeah, but they was like, you just allowing people to die. You really allowing young troops to die because of your ego. Mm. But one of the things within the movie, then I don't know if it was his wife or someone told him that you need to talk to the people. You know, you trying to make a choice and you think you're all alone with a choice. If you talk to the people, they'll tell you what they'll stand up for.
Yeah, now that was interesting because we didn't see that. I saw that part, you know. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we see it in any other movie.
I have not seen it in any other movie. So that must, I mean, apparently this is a true story. To actually know that they said he disappeared. He said, Winston Churchill disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked, I think he was outside the train and he asked one of them, how do I get to a certain... You know, I can't remember where he was trying to go, but...
Oh, yeah, he tried to go to Westminster.
Right.
That's where it was.
And so he took the train and he asked, and they knew who he was, and they were all like, he's like, why are you looking at me like that? Who are you looking at?
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked them the question. And that was very, very interesting. Yeah. Now, that part was very empowering.
Yeah.
Which was a very small part.
Yeah, it was a small part, but... You know, I thought it was really, really good if it was true. I think it was kind of, it gave a dramatic feel that he could actually take that information and go in front of Parliament and start repeating the names of the people who he actually spoke to, who said, don't give up. No matter what, we won't give up. So it was kind of like, I don't know. You know,
right.
They even got like fact checks. You know, it says what's fact and what's fiction in the darkest hour. Did Winston Churchill really sneak off to the London Underground? You know,
was that true?
Yeah, they're not really telling it. You got to read too much into it.
Oh, but, okay. I'm curious on that as well.
Yeah, I just thought that was... So to me, that gave him his answer. You know what I mean?
Right.
If that was true, that gave him his answer to say, yep, I'm going to stand up in front of Parliament and let them know, if you don't do this, then you're not listening to the will of the people. You know what I mean? And that was it. So... but overall, I think his acting, the other actors was plain. No one else stood out in the movie. That was another sad thing. You know, like in other movies, you have maybe a supporting actor or a supporting actress, but no one really stood out. There was a couple of people who had a role, but nobody really stood out. What did you think about the other characters though?
Well, his secretary, she was a little bit familiar. I knew who she was.
But did she stand out?
No.
So I knew a couple of actors and actresses.
His wife? The person playing his wife?
Yeah, I know her too.
Yeah, she stood out a little bit to me.
Yeah,
but,
a little bit.
I mean, not enough to say, okay, this was, yeah, oh wow, she was, amazing for that. No. Other than that, no. Like I said, I think everything was, seriously on about him.
Mm-hmm. So it says here that Winston Churchill will always disappear, and he would wind up anywhere. He said, did that actually happen on the underground? Not necessarily. They said he would go AWOL, disappear, and pop up somewhere in London with ordinary people to find out what they were thinking. So that's a good thing. So the act happened, but did it actually happen like that? Maybe not.
Yeah. But the fact is that he did do this,
and he did it often. It wasn't like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
So he said the scene was drawn from deep research, but we have no record that it actually happened.
Okay.
So I still think that was powerful because he made a choice to say, "I'm speaking for the people," because I went out and they talked to me. And based on talking to them, I'm good.
Right.
So, yeah. So I thought it was good. The sad part is, it's like what we talk about right now. It's only good based off the acting.
Right.
And the one acting of the main character.
Which is?
Gary Oldman.
Yep.
But
he did an amazing job. I have to say, because when I was watching it, it really felt like I was watching Winston Churchill.
Oh yeah, he did a damn good job as him. The makeup and everything too.
Yeah, the other part was the Tarantino's movie, Bastards. Which one is that?
Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, there was somebody played Winston Churchill in there too.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I don't think that it wasn't. Stood out
yeah,
either.
That was one of them, but overall, the acting was amazing. He did a good job. The movie overall sucked.
So it didn't suck. It was just boring. I don't think it sucked.
Okay.
I didn't hate the movie, but it was a boring movie.
I ain't say I hate it. I just said it sucked. It was just...
So something that sucks is a bad movie.
Okay.
So was it a bad movie?
To me, it was.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you with that.
Yeah, because like I said, if I'm falling asleep in it, that's not good.
Yeah, so to me, when I say boring, when I say bad, there's so many bad movies out there, but there's a lot of boring movies out there. So it kind of drawn off. It was kind of boring. It had some good things, but it was really pretty boring.
Yeah, I mean,
but it was boring, and the only reason why it was boring to me is because I already knew, probably 70% to 80% of what was happening.
And that's true. That is true because, like you said, we watch documentaries, we watch movies that was just all about him, and then
he was part of,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
What was it was one I think a couple of years ago that the king had to learn how to speak because he was stuttering. I forgot the name of that one, but he won for the best actor for that one too. But the person on there who played Winston Churchill was good as well, because that was the other person who kept showing up.
Was it The Gathering Storm? You mentioned that one.
No. It wasn't that one. That wasn't about the king. But anyway, so here's the next issue. Gary Oldman is competing against four other people. Denzel Washington from the movie Roman J. Israel Esquire, not going to see that shit. Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out, I don't think he's gonna win. He did a good job though. Timothy Chalamet, Call Me by Your Name, we're not seeing that either. And Daniel Day-Lewis from Phantom Thread, which sounds like a good movie, but like Leisha said, if I don't have to see a boring movie, I won't see a boring movie. And I don't think that interests me a lot. So I think unless anything come out that Gary Oldman sexually harassed anybody, I think he should win it hands down. So, but very good. Very good acting. Regular movie, regular supporting. And cinematography was pretty dark, but that was the time. During that time, the war and everything.
Yeah, it was pretty dark.
And, and right around World War II. But, what did you rate it?
You so bad. You gonna ask me. A 5.
So, I got it like a 5.5.
Wow, so.
Because I'm not gonna see this again.
No, you're not. No.
If it shows up and they say, hey, The Darkest Hour is on, I don't want
to
see that.
I don't think too many people are going to ask us to watch it.
No. And I don't know anyone unless they're any of our British friends was like, hey, let's sit down. I need to get your opinion on this. I already saw it. Thank you very much.
I love my British friends, but no.
I'm not sitting down to see this again. That's why it wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't a movie that I would come back, pull out, and say, I wouldn't even use this as a reference. I'll use Dunkirk as a reference before I use this.
Dunkirk was good, but was he in Dunkirk? Was there a character? I don't think they was. He was in there.
Well, they did go back.
Because remember, it was air, land.
But they kept talking about, can we get them back? So I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's why I just love the way the movie was that I can see it again.
I can't never forget air, land, and sea.
Yeah, air, land, and sea.
I could never forget that air, land, and sea. That's good. My memory remembers that.
Very good. Very good for your memory.
Yes, it is. But the character who did Winston Churchill, he did an amazing job. I mean, like, I thought it was him.
Yeah.
He really did a good job on that.
And the makeup was amazing.
Yeah,
so.
And I loved his wife character, though.
She supported him, but she
was crazy.
It could be anybody, though.
Them two were crazy. But, yeah, no, anybody could have done the part. No argument on that part. But
so that's why I'm saying she didn't do a good job. She did a good enough job.
Right, so. But I believe that in other movies she was like that, too.
What do we see it? What's the name? The one that played his wife in The Crown, she was the same way. She was really on his ass.
Yeah.
Which was really good. I really enjoyed that too. And I'm just trying to remember back. But yeah. But overall, I don't think we could talk much more about it.
No, we can't.
If you want to see some really good acting about Winston Churchill, you can see it.
I mean, if you can actually,
you
just
can
cut
read about this.
You
bitch.
Can cut everything out and just put. It in
yeah,
there.
And it wasn't that long. That was a good thing too. It wasn't that long, so that kind of helped out too. So, if it was a little longer, I would have been like, "Ah, this shit is really boring me, putting me to sleep." Because I hold out. At least she can't hold out. If it's boring, she can't hold out. Well, actually, it was about 2 hours. But,
it was. It was a couple of times your eyes were closed, but
yeah, it was
not as much as mine.
Because yeah. I was on my comfortable couch.
Yes, exactly.
So, anywho, thank you very much for stopping by Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Watch us or see us or listen to us every Wednesday for our movie review. And there's a couple of shows that's coming up on Tuesdays. We'll have our TV show review. But there's not really anything that's standing out. But the new season of a lot of shows is coming up. So Tuesdays, but Wednesdays, movies. So look out for that. We have all types of movies, Oscar-nominated movies that we're hitting right now. And then we're going to go into the new year. So, anything else, baby? No, Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
We are good.
BougieBlackBrother.com. Check us out there. Bougie Black Bro. And Fine Black Woman on Instagram and Twitter. Leave notes. Leave a couple of things. We're on Spotify. Yay! So check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean. Almost everybody now. Any last word, baby?
No.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.